Let's start from the beginning, and the tweet that you put out on Sunday night, I see it timestamped here at 9:13 p.m. Were you just at home on the couch and you shot that tweet out, or was this a concerted effort? Had you reached out to Ryan Reynolds? Do you know Ryan Reynolds? Because this became a big thing, and it's really quite wonderful what's being put together here.
No, I mean, yes, Ryan and I are friends, but it was a tweet that I alone sent out to the universe. I just was humming and hawing about it, just getting so many messages from my friends telling me horror stories of what they're experiencing inside emergency rooms or ICUs and worrying about a shortage and knowing what I know about the shortage federally. And so I just thought, well, I didn't really want to be honest. It's a can of worms when you do that, but I thought, what the heck? This is a whole different scenario. And then Ryan texted me 20 minutes later and said, "Would you like me to help amplify that?" And I said, "Okay." And so we have about 700 emails to go through and hundreds of thousands of items right now, and it's really taken off in the last 2 days. And we've partnered with a group called Conquer COVID-19, and you can check out their website, conquercovid19.ca. On Saturdays, every Saturday at XYZ Storage in downtown Toronto, people can drop off items between 9 and 5 p.m. And we're going to continue this drive every Saturday until we don't need them anymore. And people can sign up on the website, actually, to explain their needs. And we will try to get as much gear as we can to as many people in Ontario and Quebec, specifically where the need is the greatest right now in the country.
And what groups or services have responded? Because I tell me if this is not correct, the camp director in Markham is dropping off 33 boxes of the N95 masks. And also in Waterloo, there's a community service that's going to help make chemo gowns and donate those.
Yeah, I mean, like Darren up in Markham with Camp Green Acres, I believe is the name, drove down last night. With several thousand N95, we had Restore a Nation, a company out in Burlington, which is where we met, 27,000 N95 masks that we picked up. We had private citizens show up with their cars loaded full of latex gloves and masks as well. And people, we've had Silicon Valley giants that are in the U.S. sending us 200,000 masks to private citizens, people really all over the world that want to send stuff. So it's been a heartwarming response, crazy response from, students that have nothing that want to donate a dollar to folks that have everything that are like, when can I fill a plane and get it to you guys? So I just think with the difficulty that our federal government has had in procuring a lot of this stuff, there's a lot of private entities and people in Canada that have PPE gear that people need, and they've just been waiting for maybe a place to get it to. And so this is a bit, we're trying to work with everyone together to fill a void here for the short term so that we can have people on the front lines feel very safe when they're a foot away from someone trying to intubate them and particles are flying everywhere.
Haley Wickenheiser is a Hockey Hall of Famer. She is working in player development with the Maple Leafs. She is a future doctor, and she is with us on Leadoff Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Haley, in your first answer, you said something that I want to pick up on. You said that you have heard a lot of stories from your friends on the front lines about what it is that they are experiencing. And it's difficult. I can only imagine what it must be like for them. But I would like you, if you're willing to share, what are you hearing? What are some of the stories you've been told?
Well, I have been on the front lines in Emerge doing my rotations across Toronto hospitals for the last 2.5 months until a couple of weeks ago, where they pulled trainees out because they need attending docs and the most senior docs to just be focused on trying to save people's lives, not training us. So in that time, we're not directly allowed to treat COVID patients, but I saw many people coming through with COVID. And what I can say is when you watch someone desat so quickly in front of your very eyes, it's a very scary thing to see. I think the thing that I'm hearing the most is it's eerily quiet right now, I think, in a lot of emergency rooms across Canada because the regular load of people are not coming. They're staying home. But when people come in, they are often very sick. And there's just so many unknowns that are happening. I saw a very young airline pilot who had COVID go into severe hypoxia, which means no oxygen, and he had to be intubated. So there are many, many stories like that. I think the thing with this virus is, young or old, it's not really discriminating. We just don't know. There's not enough knowledge, and it's literally changing by the hour right now. So I think the biggest thing that people can do is socially distance. That's the thing that everyone knows works the best right now. There's no drugs that work, and the vaccine is at least a year and a bit away. So we have to do this to flatten this curve, because if our system gets overwhelmed, you know, the frontline docs and the merge are just going to be hammered, and people are going to die because they just can't care for everyone at once.
If I don't have any PPE, but I want to give, is cash useful? I know you weren't asking for it specifically, because it's the equipment you need first and foremost, but are there other ways to help if we don't have gloves or masks lying around?
Yeah, so we're just working. If people go to conquercovid19.ca, within, I think by today, we're going to work with a charity where folks can donate cash, because, you know, the worst thing is trying to handle people's money. It's a difficult thing, but quite honestly, there's some specialized items that general folks just don't have that will have to be bought, and we have secured a couple of businesses that can get these items to us. So we are going to open up a cash donation thing where, you know, if you got a dollar, $5 or 500 and you want to donate it, you can, and it's, every dollar will be used to buy supplies that are needed on the front lines that maybe we aren't getting from folks dropping off. So that should be set up shortly at conquercovid19.ca, and people can check it out, and it honestly, every little bit helps.